Now, choice of currency in international transaction. Choice of currency. Well, there are no restriction from the exchange control angle. Foreign currency can be chosen in international transaction comprising of import and export trade, consultancy services, etc. The current foreign trade policy stipulates that all export contracts and invoices except for those payments are to be received through an ACN clearing union, that is ACU, should be denominated only in free convertible currency, and all the settlements of the payment in terms of the contract with the overseas parties have to be made in permitted currency only. Okay, so the authorized dealers can provide a cover to resident customer, if any, and in any permitted currency, and they should never lose the sight of the fact that there is no forward exchange market in India. And on the top of that, if the concerned overseas center suffers from the same disadvantages, contracting resident may go unprotected against the exchange risk, even in case of the some of the permitted currencies, in spite of the need for the such protection. So, the Reserve Bank of India, being the controller of the foreign exchange, has delegated certain powers to the authorized dealer to control the foreign exchange inflow and outflow in India. Now, how and who is defined in respect of the control of exchange control? So, authorized dealer, whatever the power has been delegated by Reserve Bank of India, is required to be seen in the context of Foreign Exchange Management Act. Now, authorized dealer. When we talk about the authorized dealer is nothing but, it is an entity or person, means a person who is authorized by the Reserve Bank of India, who is authorized by the Reserve Bank of India. And authorization is effected through a license which is granted by delegation, by delegating the authority by Reserve Bank of India. And that is required to be performed by authorized dealer for an intended exchange control in exercising to a large extent by authorized dealer on behalf of Reserve Bank of India. So, all the banks who has been issued license for dealing in the foreign exchange are nothing but they are the extended arm of Reserve Bank of India. Now, what is authority given? The authorized dealers have authority to deal in foreign exchange or only in specified currency or to undertake transaction of all the description in the foreign currency or any or certain specified transaction authority, maybe for the specific period or within the specified accounts, with the specified amounts, and may be revoked by the Reserve Bank of India if anything goes wrong by authorized dealer banks. Number, there are at present 98 authorized dealers holding the full-fledged license consisting of the State Bank of India and other subsidiaries, nationalized bank, private sector banks, foreign banks operating in India, urban cooperative banks, and there are also 9 financial holding restricted authorization to deal in foreign exchange. In addition to that, there are AD category 2 money changers, FFMCs, that is full-fledged money changers, and established firms such as hotels, shops, etc. have also been authorized by the Reserve Bank of India for restricted money changing business to deal in foreign currency notes, coins and traveler checks. What is their obligation after giving the license or authorization by the Reserve Bank of India? Their obligation is, except with the previous permission, the Reserve Bank of India must not engage in any transaction involving any foreign exchange, which is not in conformity with the terms and appointment. He must, before undertaking the transaction in the foreign exchange on behalf of any person, satisfy himself first that the transaction will not involve any contravention or evasion of any exchange control regulation for the time being in force. Now, what are the types of transaction that has been authorized to deal in foreign exchange? This consists of purchase of TTs, that is telegraphic transfers, mail transfer, that is MTs, drafts, bills, drawn in any permitted foreign currency freely against the rupee from banks and the publics in India. Purchase any permitted foreign currency from overseas branch, correspondent or for the purpose of keeping the funds in the letters and non-resident rupee account for making the payment to the resident in India. Third one, purchase of the foreign currency notes, coins, from any person, bank or money changer in India, subject to realization of the proceeds thereof through his overseas branch or correspondent. Fourth one, to make the remittances by way of a draft, MTs, TTs, freely in some cases, within certain limits in some other cases, and beyond those limits still in other cases. Collect the import and export bill from the customer. Open the letter of credit. Handle the checks issued by them. And purchase, discount and negotiate the export bills. Sale and purchase of the pound sterlings for the spot delivery to and from forward deliveries and US dollar, Deutschmarks and yen for both the spot and forward deliveries. Sale and purchase of foreign currency on spot or forward basis up to 6 months to and from customers or to correct imbalance in own exchange position in any currency or currencies on account of the genuine merchant transactions from interbank market in India. Authorized dealers are also permitted to give the guarantees on behalf of their customers to the foreign buyers or sellers freely, except the deferred payment guarantees for which prior approval of the Reserve Bank of India is necessary, and open and maintain non-resident rupee account of the foreign banks or its branches and of the person, firms or the companies which are stationed outside India. Authorized dealers transaction with RBI. AD banks, that is authorized dealer banks, are also required to put the transaction with the Reserve Bank of India, who is a regulator. What kind of transactions they deal with the Reserve Bank of India? One, they have the recourse to the Reserve Bank of India to sell and buy the US dollar to the extent of letters is prepared to transact in the currency in a given point of time. Second, RBI will buy and sell the US dollar, and it will be not ordinarily buy and sell of the other currencies from and to authorized dealers. RBI also quotes its spot buying rates for the US dollar to any authorized dealer who makes a specific request to the Reserve Bank of Delhi, Reserve Bank of India, dealing room, and the Department of External Investment and Operation, that is DEIO. Legal obligation of the Reserve Bank of India. Under Section 40 of the Reserve Bank of India, read, with the central government notification number 140, RBI is under obligation to sell the US dollar to the authorized dealer for the purposes which are approved by the central government, and in terms of the said notification, RBI has also to buy the US dollars from authorized dealers to the extent it can also be rate, it can also at its rates of exchange calculated with reference to the prevailing market rate. It means sale and purchase of the dollars with the authorized dealer is one of the legal obligation of the Reserve Bank of India under Section 40 of the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934. For cover operation for the merchant transaction only, recourse to the Reserve Bank of India for the transaction in the foreign currency is available to the authorized dealer for their cover operations only. More precisely, for the cover of their actual merchant transaction and not for their anticipated purposes of the currency from their constituents. For them only, not for their constituents, not for the customers of authorized dealer bank, but bank itself, AD bank itself, has to put the cover operations with the Reserve Bank of India. The authorized dealer may sell the Reserve Bank of India US dollar purchased from their overseas branches, correspondents, for funding to their rupee account in India to meet their bona fide needs. Now, the currencies dealt in by the Reserve Bank of India. Reserve Bank of India buys spot only US dollar and does not ordinarily buy either spot or forward any other currency, nor does it sell forward any currency to any authorized dealer. So they are dealing with only one currency, that is US dollar. What is the exception to this? Is there any exception? Yes, there is an exception. However, the RBI purchases spot and forward the Asian Clearing Union, that is ACU currencies, and sells such currency for the spot delivery. Coming down to understand the hours, days, and RBI offices for the currency transaction. Hours, days, currency transaction with the Reserve Bank of India have to be undertaken during the business hours on the day when its all concerned branch offices remain open for the business, except for the Saturday where no foreign transaction can be made by the Reserve Bank of India. All these branch offices of RBI selling, purchasing dollar, etc., it can be affected at the request of AD Bank as per the directions issued by the department, various regional departments or deposit accounts maintaining at New Delhi while conducting to deal with the authorized dealers should clearly indicate that office of the Reserve Bank of India which settlement of the rupee leg is desired to be. Minimum and multiple of the sale purchase. Purchase and sale of US dollar will be made by the Reserve Bank of India in multiples of US dollar, 500,000 or 500,000 with minimum of USD 1 million. Okay. Then, advice to the Federal Reserve Bank, New York. It is one of the duty of the Reserve Bank of India to provide the advices and situation of the currency related issues with the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, because they are dealing, they are the principal bank to deal in US dollar. Then payment of rupee value. Payment of rupee value in respect of the sale or sale of the foreign currency to the Reserve Bank will be made by the Reserve Bank of India, concerned account of the authorized dealers on appropriate value without waiting for the credit to information from the Reserve Bank of India's correspondent bank. Foreign currency amount is not delivered to the overseas correspondent of the Reserve Bank on the value date. Interest will be charged at the rate determined by the Reserve Bank of India, and rupee value credit is to be given to the account of the authorized dealer for the days of the default. In order to overdue interest may be recovered from automatically by debit to the AD Bank's account concern office from where transaction is getting delayed. These are some of the authorities given or delegated by the Reserve Bank of India to the AD Banks. Standing instruction to the overseas correspondent, it can be provided by the Reserve Bank of India. So AD Bank should give a standing instruction to their overseas correspondent to maintain clearly the name of the principal, that is AD Bank, as well as the name of the concerned branch thereon on whose behalf the foreign currency amount is delivered to the Reserve Bank of India's account with the Federal Reserve Bank. Having understood the role played by the Reserve Bank of India, let us understand the role which is played by the FEDAI. FEDAI is nothing but Foreign Exchange Dealers Association of India. Foreign Exchange Dealers Association of India. It is established in 1958 and with the participation of associated banks dealing in the foreign exchange. Typically, it is called as Authorized Dealers or ADS Bank. This is a self-regulatory body. FEDAI is a self-regulatory body which is incorporated under Section 25 of the Companies Act 1956, and its major activities includes framing of the rules governing the conduct of interbank foreign exchange business among the banks, as well as the public, and the liaising with the Reserve Bank of India for reform and development of the forex market. Presently, some of the functions which are undertaken by the FEDAI consist of the guidelines and rules for the forex business to issue. Okay, then training of bank personnel in the areas of the foreign exchange business, accreditation of the foreign brokers, advising, assisting the member banks in settling the issue matters concerning with their dealings, represent the member banks on the government or Reserve Bank of India and other bodies, and announcement of the daily and the periodical rates to the members. Due to the continuing integration of the global financial markets and increased pace of the deregulation, the role of the FEDAI has also been transformed. In such an environment, FEDAI plays a very catalytic role for the smooth functioning of the market through the closer coordination with the Reserve Bank of India. Other organizations like FIMDA and the Forex Association of India, various market participation, FEDAI has also maximized their benefit to derive from the synergies of the member banks through the innovation in areas like new customer product, benchmarking, and also against the international standard on accounting and the market practices, risk management system, etc. As on June 2022, there are 94 members of the FEDAI, which constitute about 12 public sector banks, 44 foreign banks operations in India, and 20 private sector banks and 18 cooperative banks and other our financial institutions. Very important, and it is concluding of the chapter with this note. Introduction of the legal entity identifier. LEI, legal entity identifier. Legal entity identifier, what is this legal entity and why it is required? The legal entity identifier is nothing but it is 20-digit number used to uniquely identify the parties which are involved in the financial transaction worldwide to improve the quality and accuracy of the financial data system. So this LEI has been introduced by Reserve Bank of India. Legal entity identifier number is introduced by Reserve Bank of India in a phased manner, not immediately, for the participants in the over-the-counter, that is OTC derivatives, non-derivative market, large corporate borrowers, and large value transaction in centralized payment system. For them, initially, this legal entity identifier number is made compulsory. Okay. AD banks, with effect from October 1st, 2022, yani last month, shall obtain legal identifier number from the resident entities, that is non-individual, not individuals, non-individual, that is entities, from the resident entities, non-individuals, undertaking the capital or current account transactions, value of which is more than rupees 50 crores and above per transaction. For them, LEI number is must. LEI number is must. And in a phased manner, as regards to the non-resident counterparts overseas or overseas entities, in case of non-availability of the legal entity identifier number or information, AD category 1 banks may process the transactions to avoid disruption. That is also for still it becomes streamlined, this clause is also incorporated. AD category 1 bank may encourage the concerned entities to voluntarily furnish legal entity identifier number while undertaking the transaction even before October 1, 2022. Once an entity has obtained the legal entity identifier number, it must be reported in all the transactions of the entity, irrespective of the transaction size. For that purpose, AD bank shall have the required system in place to capture all the legally identified number information and ensure that LEI is captured, is validated against the global LEI database, which is available on the website of Global Legal Entity Identifier Foundation. There is one more list, that is Global Legal Identifier Foundation, and it has to be matched with the whatever the number given for the resident corporate entities. AD banks may bring the content of the Reserve Bank of India's this direction. It is permitted them, those who undertake the large value transaction, rupees 50 crores and above, under the FEMA 1999, to obtain the legal entity identifier in time if they do not already have one issued. In India, legal entity identifier number is issued by www.ccilindialei.co.in, which is also recognized as an issuer of legal identifier in India. So, Reserve Bank of India, legal entity identifier number will be issued by Reserve Bank of India under the Payment and Settlement System Act 2007. The rules, procedures, documentation requirement may be ascertained from LEIL, that is Legal Entity Identifier India Limited. Okay? With this, we conclude our discussion on exchange controls in India and completed the topic 2, chapter 2. Thank you very much.